Crowder, Crowder Brothers, comes to us from a compilation called Train 45, Railroad Songs of the Early 1900s. That was Depot Blues. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. It's been my utmost pleasure to be with you guys tonight. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to be celebrating some birthdays, some ragtimers that had birthdays in the month of May. And these are three that we don't hear from too often, so it's kind of fun to bring them to the fore here. We're going to start off with John W. Boone, better known as Blind Boone, born May 17th, 1864, died October 4th, 1927. He was, as the name implied, he was blind, and he had perfect pitch, so he traveled around the country with someone to lead him, of course, because he had guidance on crossing the streets and so on, and giving concerts everywhere he went. And one of the things that he offered to do, whoever would take up the challenge, was have somebody come up and play something on the piano, anything that they wanted to play, and then he would sit down and play it note for note. It was an amazing talent, and that's how he earned his living. So we'll start out with a piece that he wrote back in 1894. This is not ragtime, but it leads up to it. It's called Sparks, subtitled Galop de Concert. And here is a gentleman who has recorded an entire album of Blind Boone's compositions, Mr. John Davis. Thank you. All right, John W. Boone. Not a bad composition for someone who was totally blind. He did mostly play classical music, but he often said that he would, I can't remember quite how it was, were something about take the cookies off the bottom shelf and work with them. And so he wrote some ragtime. He wrote two pieces. One is called Camp Meeting, number one, sometimes called Southern Rag Medley, number one. And the other one is called Southern Rag Medley, number two, subtitled Strains from Flat Branch. So let's listen to those back and back. Here is Richard Egan doing Rag Medley number one, followed by David Thomas Roberts doing Medley number two.
Feel like dancing? KJNU's got you covered every Thursday night with classic big band and swing tunes, plus modern favorites sure to make you jump, jive, and wail. It's The Swing Shift, every Thursday from 9 to 10, here on KJNU.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail.
Well, let's move on to our second birthday person that we'll be celebrating tonight, having a birthday in the month of May. His name is Harry Austin Tierney, T-I-E-R-N-E-Y, Tierney. Born, let's see if I can get it right here, born in New Jersey, May 21st, 1890. And he died in New York City, March 22nd, 1965. His musical education began with his mother, continued with other teachers, and he subsequently attended the Virgil Conservatory of Music in New York City. He toured the country as a concert pianist. He went to London in 1916, where he wrote music for a show and review, and returned the following year to embark on a career of popular music. He joined the publishing firm of Remick, and in 1919 he wrote the complete score to the Broadway show Irene, which had the longest run for a musical comedy up to that time on Broadway, and out of this came the most famous tune of the show, the lovely waltz Alice Bluegown, which we'll get to later. He wrote for Ziegfeld Follies, and then he went on to Hollywood and worked under contract with RKO Studios. Quite a musical history here. We'll start out with a piece from 1911. It's called Black Canary. And we'll follow that with another piece from 1911 called Crimson Rambler. Black Canary will be played by Bill Edwards, and Crimson Rambler by the Elite Syncopators. All right, well, moving on here, we'll come to another piece written in 1911 by Harry Austin Tierney. It's called Uncle Tom's Cabin, and to play it this evening is the Evergreen Ragtime Trio from Seattle. And then we'll follow that up with a very early recording, recorded probably in the teens or the 20s of the 20th century. It's Tierney's composition called The 1915 Rag, written in 1913. And the pianist will be Mike Bernard. And the fidelity is not too good, and it's kind of scratchy, but historically it's of significance. So here's Uncle Tom's Cabin by Evergreen Ragtime Trio and The 1915 Rag by Mike Bernard. Thank you. Okay. Scratchy piece of vinyl from a long time ago. Two more rags by Harry Austin Tierney tonight. From 1912, a piece called The Cabaret Rag that will be played for us by the Bo Grumpus Trio, featuring Craig Ventresco on guitar. And we'll follow that up with the hit from the Broadway comedy Irene, Alice Bluegown. It's a waltz from 1919, and it'll be played by the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra. Here is Bo Grumpus. Thank you.
Support comes from Boulder Weekly, an independently owned newspaper available at area newsstands, outdoor boxes, and online at boulderweekly.com.
Well, on to our third May birthday, Charlotte Blake. She was born May 30th, 1885, died August 21st, 1979. She was a staff writer for Jerome Remick, and throughout that period, she lived with her family at the home of a relative. And let's see, she was simply identified as a pianist or clerk, but in fact, she composed nearly two dozen titles for Remick, including syncopated pieces, rags, novelettes, waltzes, etc. At first, she was referred to as C. Blake, but in 1906, the Remick ads revealed her full name. In 1911, Remick published her last two songs in a rag, and at that point, she quit composing. So let's start off with a piece called The Gravel Rag from 1908. And here is Larissa Migachoff. Thank you. wound up doing three in a row there from Charlotte Blake. The Gravel Rag by Larissa Nigachoff. We followed that by the Wishbone Rag from 1909 by Tom Breyer. And finally, Yankee Kid, also from 1909, as played by Nora Hultz. I hope you heard just a little bit of Yankee Doodle in the Yankee Kid. All right, well, we're going to go with a song now, written by Charlotte Blake in 1909. It's called Honey When It's Sunny, and it'll be performed by the River Raisin Ragtime Review with an unknown male vocalist. And then following that, we've got two more, the Poker Rag, That Poker Rag from 1909, and we'll finish up with some of That Tired Rag by 1911. We won't have time for the whole thing, I'm afraid. So that sums up the music of Charlotte Blake. And here we go out this evening with three in a row, Honey When It's Sunny, That Poker Rag, and That Tired Rag. And happy birthday to John Boone, Harry Austin Tierney, and Charlotte Blake. Thank you.
sunny when it's sunny, honey. Love is in the air. Cupid's always busy, honey, when the day is fair. In an auto, in a yacht, resting in some shady spot. When the day is sunny, honey, school may keep or not. Honey, when it's sunny, honey, when it's bright and fair, don't look for rain, don't think of pain, no use to fret and care. All we need is money, honey, then we won't be blue. Oh, honey, ain't it funny what a little love and money, honey, on a sunny day will do. Honey, when it's sunny, honey, everything is fine. But we must have money, honey, can't live on sunshine. What's the use to fret and stew? What if skies are gray or blue? Every day is sunny, honey, when I am with you. Honey, when it's sunny, honey, when it's bright and fair, don't look for rain, don't think of pain, no use to fret and care. All we need is money, honey, then we won't be blue. Oh, honey, ain't it funny what a little love and money, honey, on a sunny day will do.
He'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones?